So we start off with the second Sikacha Valaischa, which is also a Siyama Masecha Saita, which is learned by many in the 7 weeks of the Omer, and that's the Rebbe explains when he gave the Sikha that that's why he's making a Siyama Saita, to commemorate the fact that people learned. And he focuses on a common thread that the end of Masecha Saita has and this week's Parsha. And actually at the end of this week's Parsha. And the end of this week's Parsha, it says, Va'ish Moshe Anav Me'od. That Moshe was very humble. And at the end of Saita, it says that when Rebbe Yehuda passed away, Batal Anava, humility was gone, V'yiras Chet, and fear of heaven. And the Gemara comments on that from the Mishnah and says, Amalei Rabbi Yosef Latana, that Yosef said over to the Tana who was teaching that, he says, it's inaccurate. Don't say that Anava, that humility is gone because I'm here. Amalei Rabbi Nachman Latana, Rabbi Nachman says, Lo yisisne yiras Chet, ikana, do not say that fear of heaven is gone because I'm here. So, humility both in the Parsha at the end and at the end of Saita. Now, Anava is something that a lot of us have opinions, but very few of us have it based on our own experience. Because to be humble is a real challenge. He quotes here from the Mittel Rebbe on page 33, he quotes the difference between Anivus and Shiflus, which is a fundamental difference. Shiflus is somebody who really has nothing to show for themselves. Anivus, on the other hand, is somebody who has accomplished, has what to show for themselves, and nevertheless doesn't boast about it. It's also explained in Perek Aleph in Tanya when it talks about the four elements, Esh, Mayim, Ruach, Afar, and how it manifests in the human being. There's Gaiva and Hispailus. So that's the opposite of Shiflus and Anava. He says Hispailus is hot air. That's why it comes from Yisoid HaRuach. It comes from air because it literally means that you stand for nothing. You haven't accomplished anything. What are you walking around? You're just a pustakeli, empty vessel. On the other hand, Gaiva is somebody who's actually accomplished in life, but is proud about it. And that's the opposite of Anava. So it's important that when we talk about humility, we're not talking about, you know, what some people define as low self-esteem and, you know, farkvetched and unaccomplished. That's totally not the way Chassidus sees it. That's shiftless. You haven't done anything with your life, so obviously you feel like a nobody. The challenge is to actually activate your chushim, activate your talents, and still be humble. Why are you humble? So we know the famous thing that Chassidus explains over here. He quotes it from the Friedrich Rebbe, Vayada Tavshin Yud, that even though Moshe knew his good and he knew that he was greater than everybody, nevertheless, he was humble. And that is because he knew that whatever he got, any gifts he has come from Hashem. And he thought to himself, if somebody else would have had these same levels, then the chances are they would do a better job at activating their potential. And therefore, he was humble. In other words, if somebody else was Moshe Rabbeinu, then they would do a better job. And the Rebbe's question that he asks on that is fundamentally the biggest attribute about Moshe, what made Moshe Rabbeinu, is Dibur Hashem al Panim Upanim. He spoke to Hashem mouth to mouth, in other words, face to face. He had Nevuah, he had prophecy like nobody else, Aspaklari Ameira, with a clear vision. Now, that's not a talent that he activated. In other words, he can't sit there saying somebody would do a better job. He's not doing a job, he's just fulfilling a role. So how can you say he's humble about something that technically nobody else could have done any different than he did? So why is he looking and saying that person could have done a better job? And to go there, the Rebbe goes into the whole sugya and saita, and he asks why Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef are focusing on themselves. One says, I'm humble, so don't say humility is gone. The other one says, I fear heaven, so don't say fear of heaven is gone. Why don't they focus on each other? And b'chlal, why are they focusing, like, why are they talking about themselves? So the simple reason why they're talking about themselves is simply that they're to correct. They're there to say, listen, I'm not here to boast. I'm just saying, you just said that humility and your eschet is gone, and I'm telling you it's not. But why are they not focusing on each other? And the Rebbe comes with a beautiful insight. And we're going to focus first on what Reb Yosef, who said that he is the humble one, and Reb Nachman, who says there is no fear of heaven. What's their argument? Why does Reb Nachman not see in Reb Yosef humility? Reb Yosef's humility, the Rebbe proves, was a humility where he did not give himself credit. Why? He said, because ultimately when a person learns Torah, it's only an output of the Torah he learns that makes him humble. But he doesn't really achieve a great level through Torah. A person doesn't change fundamentally in Torah. You are the same you. And therefore, you, because you are, you stay the person you are, so you can take credit for the fact that you're humble now. Because ultimately, I didn't become a malach. I'm still myself. And therefore, if I stay humble, even though I've achieved so many great levels, I deserve credit. But Rab Nachman, on the other hand, says, no. When you learn Torah, you're changed. It changes who you are. And automatically now, you've become uploaded, you've become upgraded to a different level of a human being. So you can't sit there saying that the other person would have done a better job, because look, you just did your job. So that humility that says the other person would have done a better job is not applicable in your scenario, because you did uplift yourself. You did transform yourself. So therefore, you can't really be humble. You've progressed. You've done something. And on the other hand, why Rab Yosef did not see in Rab Nachman that he's Yerechet, and the Rebbe over there brings, it's actually the whole Ois, the whole section of Ois Vav is in brackets, that there's a famous Gemara that the mother of Rab Nachman heard from a stargazer that her son's going to be a Ganev, and she made sure that he always had a yarmulke, and that would cause him to have Yerushamayim and to always daven for it. So what did Rab Yosef see in Rab Nachman? Rab Yosef saw in Rab Nachman somebody who didn't fundamentally transform themselves into a Yerei Chet, because the second the Yarmulke fell off, we learned in the Gemara one time, Alma Yitzvei, suddenly his Yitzhara became extremely powerful. So therefore, is he Be'etzim a Yerei Chet? No. He puts good boundaries. He davens to make sure that he doesn't sin. He puts a yarmulke. Like many of us, we have boundaries in our lives, but it doesn't, you know, you protect yourself from seeing things you shouldn't see, from saying things you don't see, you're not supposed to say, etc. But fundamentally, are you transformed? No. It's interesting that Rab Nachman, you know, saw in Rab Yosef that he was truly transformed. But Rab Yosef doesn't see in Rab Nachman that he's transformed. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef doesn't see that your person gets transformed through the mitzvahs they do. Unless you actually achieve an incredible level. He says you could do and do and do and you're still the same person. So that's why he was able to give himself credit for the humility, because ultimately I'm still the same person, so somebody else could have done a better job than me. But the same reason that he gives himself credit to say he's humble doesn't allow him to give credit to Rabbi Nachman to say that he fears sin, because ultimately fear sin, only you could only achieve that level if you transform. And Rabbi Yosef says you can't transform. On the other hand, Rab Nachman, he sees transformation as real. And the Rebbe brings an example of an interesting case in Maseches Brachos. He sees transformation as real. So therefore, he can give himself credit that he became a Yerei Chet, because I transformed myself. On the other hand, he can't give Rabbi Yosef credit to being humble, because if you transform yourself, then you can't compare yourself to other people, so then you lose the attribute of humility. So each one's mahalach, each one's perspective on transformation through a mitzvah affects the way they see themselves and the way they see the other person. But based on this, according to Rab Nachman, who says that Torah transforms you, and therefore once you're transformed, you can't really be humble because you've achieved a different level. So fine, he doesn't think Rab Yosef achieved humility. But what about Rebbe? The Mishnah says Rebbe achieved humility. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? What about the Eibishter? It says the Eibishter, that the Eibishter is humble. The Makum Shat Gdulas Yishla Kadosh Baruch Hu, we learn this also in Tanya. Where the Eibishter's greatness is, that's where you find his humility. So in instance, the Eibishter is humble because he's comparing himself to somebody else. So comes the Rebbe and says there must be a different level of humility, in which Rab Nachman felt that although Rab Yosef never achieved that level, nevertheless, somebody did. Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, and obviously in its own unique way, can be Yachal the Eibishter. What is that? That's Anava Be'etzim. That's what he calls it. Anava Be'etzim. There's no reason, there's no logic to it. It just is. Like the Eivishter says, Modim Vakadish Eshkan, I'm living in, I reside in the holiest of places. Vestaka Vishvaluch, but I also come to the low person. Why? No reason. Azoy. Anova be'etzem, not for any reason. Now, by people, in other words, by Moshe Rabbeinu or by Rebbe, they could start giving excuses, Rebbe says, that why they're humble. But ultimately, their excuses when they compare themselves to others. But Moshe Rabbeinu's humility wasn't by comparing himself to others. Says the Rebbe that the ultimate humility that Moshe Rabbeinu had was anova be'etzem, just a character, a level of absolute humility, not because someone would have done a better job and not done a better job, I'm greater, I'm not, irrelevant, just humility. And Rav Nachman felt that Rav Yosef did not achieve that level. Yes, Rav Yosef transformed himself, so he can't take himself credit for the lower level of Anava. On the other hand, he hasn't reached the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he could take, and or that be, they could take the credit of that humility. So he's somewhat in a gray area where he's achieved something, so he can't compare himself to others, and yet he's not an of be'etzem, so he can't compare himself to Rebbe. So what do you walk out of the Sikha? What I'm walking out of the Sikha is, first of all, a whole new insight on what humility is. That, you know, we often talk about the lower level of humility. They compare yourself to others, and you say the other person could have done a better job. And it's true, it's valid. On the other hand, there's another be'etzem, not for any reason, azoi. I don't look at every single person saying, if that person had my talents, then they would do another. No, it's not about me. It's another be'etzem, just not taking up space. Just letting go of my identity and feeling better. Interesting, while I'm giving shiurim these weeks on Balais, I also give a weekly shiur on Oysen, the Maimari Chaltzu from Sichas in English that they're republishing, Baruch Hashem. And in the Oysius that we're learning now, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, etc., all the Oysius that he's starting to talk about, Avas Yisrael, he boils it down to what? What's Avas Yisrael and what's Sinas Yisrael? When I love somebody, it's because I don't take space, so they don't threaten my space. But if I dislike somebody, it's because they're a threat to my space, because I take space. In other words, it's Gaiva, the opposite of Anava, that is the source of everything. In the words of Echaltzu, it's the Midian. It causes hatred, it causes everything. Because when I take space, then automatically something is an interference with me. But if I'm an Anav, at least the lower level of Anav, how much more so the higher level of Anav, if I'm an Anav Be'etzem, then I'm able to achieve an incredible level, not only in being humble, but in creating Achdus and Avas Yisrael, and creating an atmosphere where people have room in my life because I don't take their space. Now that is something worth aspiring to. L'chaim.